are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ronald is asking, what medical excuses can you use to get out of jury duty? Now, I don't like answering questions like this because I think we all should do our civic duty and serve on a jury because many of us get out of jury duty. I think that's why we have a lot of problems today with much of our judicial system and some of these awards going ways where it just blows my mind. But if you do have certain medical conditions, yes, that could exclude you from jury duty, but sometimes only temporarily. It all depends on the state. I mean, in the state of Nevada, your medical provider has to write an excuse, and then they have to fax it to the, courthouse, whatever fax number is present. And sometimes you don't even have to give a medical reason. You could just say, please excuse the juror. That doesn't mean you're going to be out of jury duty completely. It just means it's probably going to be postponed. But the doctor, the medical provider, and I tell my patients this, we have to have a very good reason. All right, like, for example, do you have rectal incontinence where you can't hold your stool? Do you have a colostomy bag that you, have to change and when it gets full and you can't wait until, you know, you have your certain bathroom times? Even though people with colostomy bags can still serve on juries. Bladder issues, incontinence of bladder issues, heart conditions, where if you have chest pain, you need to be able to leave and go to the hospital. Kidney issues, rashes that cause you to itch or you aren't able to wear certain clothes. I mean, there are certain things that we could make a case. Unfortunately, so many people have taken advantage of the system that many of these issues are, minimized after so many people have used them. Now, I'm looking at a form somebody sent me from Arizona. So, for Arizona, there's actually a form that has to be filled out saying request for medical excuse from jury duty. And for this, they actually need to know your medical condition. It says, describe any mobility, physical, or mental restrictions that make the prospective juror unfit for jury service. Then the doctor or medical provider or nurse practitioner or caregiver have to list the specific symptoms that make this person unfit for jury service and state how long these symptoms have occurred. Then we need to answer, when can the patient serve as a juror? So, all right, if you're having chest pain issues, if you're having kidney issues or urine issues, we're still put on the spot going, when can you then, once you overcome this issue, serve as a juror? Then they ask if you're unemployed, employed, retired, and then the doctor has to put their business address, their physician license number, the nurse practitioner certification number, or a professional caregiver that is deemed acceptable by the court or jury commissioner for that purpose. So it's not that easy, okay? I mean, my suggestion is if you do have certain concerns about the jury, be honest about them. Like, for example, if you have monetary issues where you cannot afford to take off and be in a three-month trial or a five-month Jody Arias trial, from what I understand, when you do show up to jury selection, bring all your financial records. I think you have to bring your tax records. Individual states will tell you. But you would bring your financial records. You would show them what you have to, what your bills are, what you're making, and how, you could financially be in peril. Sometimes they'll take it, sometimes they won't. If you don't really have a good enough medical reason, but, you're worried about babysitting, et cetera, again, don't lie. Be honest. All right, but if you are going to be honest, show that you have negotiate with them. So, like, for example, if you can't do jury duty that's coming up, all right, because of a certain date, but you think you'll be able to the week of, June 10th, okay? You know, say that. Go, look, I have babysitting. I would be able to do something the week of June 10th. I cannot do it the week of the 25th. If you have a vacation, if you're a student, if you have a work place you need to be at, sometimes these jury commissioners, again, if you don't just walk in there and say, oh, sorry, I got this to do, can't do it, no, that may not fly. But if you go in, it all depends on the state you live in. If you go in and you go, look, okay, this is a conference I'm supposed to be at. My employer demands that we go. This is something that was set up months in advance. I could do anything the week before or the week after. All right, please call me. All right, that's a heck of a lot better than sorry, I'm out of town. That's also a heck of a lot better in terms of, you know, in terms of lying. All right, people always say, well, if you're going to be on the jury, then, you know, say you're going to vote everybody guilty or you're going to rule everybody not guilty. No, I wouldn't do that. You don't want to look like a bigot. You don't want to look like an idiot. All right, because they've seen that. They've seen people try to get out. Okay, you need to be honest. You have babysitting issues, etc. You have this, you have that. But depending on the state you live in, sometimes they just won't care. But you got to be very careful lying about medical and then dragging the doctor into it. Now, I had one person. He was up and getting ready for a knee replacement. So he was about to get his knee replacement surgery. He had gotten all his pre-op stuff done. So my excuse had to do with he's about to have a knee surgery. Then the court could decide if they want to call him after the knee surgery or after the physical therapy. All right, we don't have that form like they have in Arizona where you have to say when they can go back to work. If so, your doctor could say, well, it all depends on when the orthopedist clears him. If the orthopedist clears them, etc. I mean, remember, you know, for jury selection, they do want people that are willing, that are physically able to. It costs too much money to have somebody on the jury and then let them go. All right, so they want to make sure you're ready, but they also don't want people lying and getting out of it. If people could lie and get out of jury duty, then we don't have anybody to serve on the juries. And the juries is what makes our judicial system as fair as it can. Now, one of you asked me about the Jody Arias juror that could not, when the time came, declare or vote for death penalty. Let's talk about that and what is psychologically going on with these jurors and could that dismiss them? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so some of the jurors now are discussing in the Jody Arias case how difficult it was, how I believe seven of the jurors had voted for death penalty for Jody Arias, where I believe four had life in prison, and from what I understand, they needed a unanimous vote. And Jody Arias had been convicted of murder on May 8th in the death, the first degree murder, and the death of ex-boyfriend Travis Alexander in 2008, but they could not reach a unanimous decision on whether she should live or die. So the judge declared a mistrial and set a July 18th date to impanel a new jury and reconsider the penalty stage of the trial. Now, from what I understand, the jurors had a very, very, very difficult time coming up with this decision. And that's why we have juries. That's why we have many others. Oh, so it looks like eight jurors voted for death, four voters for life in prison. And the deliberation and the going back and forth, should they show mercy, spare her life? You know, when people say, all right, if you're going to be on a jury, are you, you know, going to just look at the facts? Are you going, you know, yeah, but how could you not put your own personal beliefs into it, okay? You know, it's very easy for us to say death penalty. That's what one of them had described. Very easy for us to say, all right, death penalty sends them to death. But when you're looking at her, and when you spend 5 months looking at this person, it's a much different scenario. And now, I'm glad we're hearing some honesty from some of the jurors, but, I mean, do jurors need to go through desensitivity training? I mean, how do you neutralize a jury to be able to look at something neutrally and then to be able to come up with the cold, hard decision of death penalty? I mean, many of us have been watching the Jodi Arias trial. Some of us are like, you know what, give her the chair. Others are saying, nah, let her work and work and suffer every day for what she did. Others of you think she's innocent. But it's easy for us to say because we're here on the outside. We're not sitting there in the courtroom. Now, if jurors are having such a difficult time, and we don't want it to be an easy time. I mean, we want them to put some thought into it. But if you know, jurors are having that difficult time going, look, I know the facts of the case. All right. She did murder somebody. I just don't know if I could personally make that decision. Should these jurors never have been put on the jury to begin with? I mean, if you aren't ready to give the death penalty, all right, should you even start? Now, I'm not saying you have to give the death penalty, and I'm not saying, I'm not saying that if you can't give the death penalty, you're not a good juror. I mean, if you don't believe in death penalty and you believe in life in prison, you got to make that known during jury selection. Okay? I mean, you know, you have to say, look, I don't think I could ever sentence a person to death. All right? The most I could ever go would be life sentence. I don't think I could physically do that. They got to make that known during jury selection. If they don't know, then maybe there should be certain classes that these jurors, presumptive jurors, take so that, all right, you're in this situation. All right, could you do this or could you not? But if you're going to be on a jury and you're going to ask to be on a jury, you need to be prepared to go all the way. You can't in the 11th hour go, no, I couldn't do it. Now, if you have people there going, wait a second, she doesn't deserve death. I think she can rehabilitate. I think she can be of use in the prison system. No reason to kill her. This was an act of passion. If she doesn't have a relationship such as this anymore and doesn't have a weapon, I don't think it'll happen again, then fine. But some of the jurors, from what I understand, admitted they couldn't in the 11th hour, even though they thought she deserved the death penalty, do it. Well, then we're kind of going about our whole jury system wrong. You know, I told you guys when I was in ER in Lake Havasu, one weekend we didn't have any obstetricians that would have been available for call. And since I knew how to deliver babies and I was in the ER that weekend, they asked me if I could, there was another ER doc as well, they asked if I could then handle the OB call for the weekend because I was there anyway in town for the weekend, I'd cover OB call. Of course, I wanted to say yes. I love delivering babies. I wanted to help out, but I had to say no way. They're like, no way. What do you mean, no way? And I go, I could deliver babies. I could do C-section. I just can't do an emergency hysterectomy. And they're like, well, what does that have to do with delivering babies? Well, if something goes wrong in the middle of C-section, I need to be able to go all the way. I need to be able to do the emergency C-section if I have to save the mom's life, etc. I've never, or an emergency hysterectomy. I've never been able to do that. If a woman was bleeding out, I never got that part of training. I could deliver a baby easy. I could use forceps, I could use vacuum, I was even confident that I could do a C-section. But I was not confident that if anything went wrong in the C-section, I would be able to do what I needed to save the woman's life if something happened or if the baby ruptured the uterus. And at that point, I had to be honest and step back. Yeah, I could do 95% of what needed to be done. But if I didn't know how to do that 5%, I had to let them know. And the hospital administrator was grumpy, but the other ER doc said, you're right. I mean, you can. Now, of course, if anybody comes to the ER, we do what we can. I mean, I'll deliver babies or whatever. But to tell all the other OBs we got it covered because Dr. Dahlia is in the house, no. All right? You need to be prepared to go all the way. Now, that is difficult. I mean, I cannot imagine being on a jury for 5 long months. Hearing all the sexual twists and violent nature of the crime and the pictures and all that, that would be completely trying. And I gotta hand it to the jurors for not just kind of rushing and saying, you know what, I want to get the hell out of here, fine. If we're not going to agree, let me just agree so we get this done. Good for them for even at the 5-month mark not being that exhausted and being able to come up with a decision that they want to come up with. But if you do have jurors that will at the last minute, okay, feel sorry for the victim and not be able to stay the course they said they would, should there be some sort of training of our jurors, or is that allowable? Is that the nature of it? Okay, do you, you know, I mean, is that what the defense will need? A jury that keeps looking at you and then feeling sorry for you? I mean, is that exactly what you need? I mean, this is a real tough decision. And unfortunately, a case like this could actually put people off to trying to do the jury duty. I mean, 5 months on a jury is a very long time. I don't know what you make, like $13 a day? It's a very, very, now I understand some of these people are going to get book deals. Some of these people have interviews, etc. Some people actually fight to be on some of these, you know, famous cases. For some, but, you know, for a lot of people, I, you know, some people could be listening to this going, no, I wouldn't be able to make that decision. So, you know, I understand it's hard. It's just if you don't think you can make the decision, please be honest up front. Okay, because now we have a whole new trial, whole new set of jurors. And if any of you thought you could because you wanted to be on the jury because it was a famous jury, and then you're like, no, you had to back out at the end. That really does everybody, including the family, a disservice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently there was a small explosion yesterday at Disneyland. It occurred in a trash can. There appeared to be dry ice in a bottle. So parts of the park were evacuated, but no damages and no injuries. It happened in Mickey's Toontown area at 5:30 p.m. at Disneyland. For those of you who aren't familiar with Toontown, it's where all the little kids get to run around and play. Little Toontown, get to see Mickey's house. It's kind of cute. Grown-ups get bored, but at least the kids are happy. Very, very small roller coaster, easy roller coaster, if that. Some small rides. It's cute. Don't know why dry ice was there. Disneyland officials on the park's Twitter account called the explosion a small bang, and they said in an abundance of caution the area was evacuated. I wonder if they evacuated the whole park. Apparently, some people said it wasn't a small bang, it was loud. They said there was a big boom and the trash can exploded, the lid came up, people were at a standstill, then the area turned into a ghost town. After 2 hours after the explosion, the review was complete, the area was deemed safe, and guests were allowed to return to Toontown. Okay, so it looks like you could be another part of the park. Park visitor Alan Wolf was about 20 feet from the blast. He said it sounded louder than a gunshot. So that's kind of loud. Again, not too sure what was going on. But you see, a place like Disneyland, I go to Disneyland as often as I can. I love the place, but it's scary. The way it's set up with, you know, unless you have cameras watching these things, I mean, I know you have many staff. I guess the staff are called characters. You don't want to call them staff. You want to call them characters because everybody's in character. It's phenomenal what these workers can do. How do you keep an eye on somebody bringing this in? Dry ice in a bottle. Now, when you do go into Disneyland, they do search a lot of your things. I just don't know how somebody's able to smuggle in dry ice. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's getting kind of ridiculous what's happening to our kids that go to school, make gun sounds, go pew pew or choo choo. And apparently a 6-year-old now has been given detention because he brought a little plastic Lego gun on the school bus last week, which I'm looking at it is probably twice the size of a quarter. That's it. The mom, Mickey Crane, insists that officials at Old Mill Pond Elementary School in Palmer, Massachusetts overreacted when another student saw the toy. They say this gun is slightly bigger than a quarter. She said the driver then caused quite a disturbance on the bus and children were traumatized. I'm looking at this little bitty toy. It's a little toy. In the aftermath of the incident, the school sent a letter home to parents explaining what happened and stressing there was no firearm aboard on the bus. This was a six-year-old bringing a Lego toy, and that the students were never in any danger. I guess there was a photo of the little toy gun showing the size of it next to a quarter. He was given detention and I guess had to write a letter of apology to the bus driver, the six-year-old, and he may be stripped of his busing privileges. All right, I don't get that. The student who yelled about the toy gun on the bus also had to issue an apology, which both the child's mother and Crane believe was a mistake because kids should be able to speak up when they see something suspicious. Good for the mom. That's good. Because honestly, if another six-year-old is like, oh, it's a gun, good for that kid for speaking up. True, it was a toy. I don't understand why anybody had to sit there and write apologies. Now, the mom insists that her six-year-old son does know that guns are dangerous and has no place in school, but the kid thought this Lego toy was a toy and not a weapon. So, I mean, it's not a gun by any means. So, I guess in February, a 10-year-old boy from Virginia had brought a fake gun that looked like a semi-automatic handgun onto a school bus. He was arrested. A 7-year-old boy from Colorado was suspended from school after he lobbed an imaginary grenade on the playground while pretending to be a war hero. They have to admit, that was stupid. In March, 5-year-old Jonah Stone was given a half-day suspension for bringing a plastic toy gun to his kindergarten class. Now, it's interesting. I have a lot of parents that I have a lot of parents who won't let their kids play with guns, toy guns. They say, you know what? There's no reason. There's a family member of mine also. You know, so if I would, like, buy a Christmas present, Hanukkah present, send it to them. If it was, like, you know, a gun set or a cowboy and Indian set or something like that, she didn't like it because she didn't want the kids playing with guns, running around with them. And I get that. I get that. I mean, she's conservative. She's Republican, but just doesn't want the kids playing with toy guns. She thought it was unnecessary. So, you know, I mean, are we going to have to later, because the schools now are so sensitive, do away with these types of toys? I mean, the toy guns, water guns. My kids are yelling at me to go and buy water guns because they're going to have a swim party this weekend, and these water guns look like machine guns, some of these water guns. And, how do you strip toys of the gun? How do you strip guns away from toys, the toy guns? All right, and I guess this was a little Lego piece, so Lego doesn't have a problem with, I guess, having a little toy. It doesn't look like a Lego to me, but I guess the mom says it was a Lego gun. Schools now, they're nervous, okay? I mean, kids are bringing weapons to school, whether it's a knife, whether it's a gun. I understand it is the school's job to keep others safe, but we're having kids bringing toys get themselves in trouble. Now, mind you, that kid that brought a toy hand grenade and he threw it out on the playground, that to me is just stupid, okay? Somebody bringing their little toy, like, you know, my kids when they were younger, they'd have their little Avenger or their little Stormtrooper toy, and they would just kind of hold on to it and play it, but they keep it among themselves. Okay, so somebody bringing their little toy that's in their hand, hidden in their hand because they feel comfortable having their toy, that's one thing. But bringing a toy that you're going to be throwing out on a playground or using for the playground, no, is inappropriate. You're not supposed to bring outside toys. So I don't mind kids getting written up for bringing outside toys. Okay, I couldn't bring a Betty Crocker bake set to school. I couldn't bring my big wheel to school. You can't bring your toy gun to school. But to brand the kid as playing with firearms or making them feel that scared, you know, that it, I just think it just goes too far. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been watching this case of a newborn being plucked alive from a toilet pipe. Firefighters removed a section of the pipe when somebody heard a baby crying in the pipe. Apparently, it was beneath a toilet commode. They were able to cut the infant free, give the kid emergency services. Baby is now called number 59. The 22-year-old woman is believed to have raised the initial alarm, but only confessed to police after they searched her rented room and found toys and blood-stained toilet paper. 2-day-old 5-pound boy has been temporarily named Baby 59 and was believed to be flushed down the toilet in China. And the mother, from what I heard in the latest interview, she said she had not known she was pregnant. So she was scared, wasn't sure what it is, fleshed it, didn't realize it was a baby. That's what we're understanding. Not sure if baby's going to go back to the mother after that. Now, some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, in China, right, don't people have certain issues with certain babies? You know, but this was a male baby. Okay, I mean, you know, you hear rumors of, you know, female babies getting killed, etc. This was a male baby. So, I mean, what happened? Okay, police officer said she had hidden her pregnancy and claimed the baby fell into the lavatory after she gave unexpected birth. The woman was on the scene during the entire rescue process and admitted she was the mother when we asked her. He said police were still investigating whether she had any malicious intentions before deciding on the charges. That's crazy. It's amazing the baby, it's amazing the baby lived. Now we're being told that she told police she could not afford an abortion and secretly delivered the child Saturday afternoon in the toilet. She said the newborn slipped into the sewer line and that she alerted her landlord of the trapped baby after she could not pull the child out. The landlord of the building said there were no signs that the birth took place in the restroom and she had not been aware of any recent pregnancies of her tenants. But the mother told police she cleaned up the toilet after the delivery and that she managed to hide her pregnancy by wearing loose clothes and tightly wrapping her abdomen. Something to me sounds just odd, extremely odd. You know, have I ever had patients that had not known they were pregnant? Yeah. You'll have teenagers. I think many of them do have an idea. They do have an inkling that they are, but they're under so much denial that they end up not admitting it to themselves. But, you know, it blows my mind that the parents aren't involved. So, you know, if your daughter hasn't had a period in 6 months, don't you think you'd take her to the doctor? Now, do some of these kids lie? Yeah, they can. But, I mean, if I was the kid's mother, all right, don't you think I would be shopping for sanitary napkins? Don't you think I would be, you know, if the kid looked like they had a big abdomen, okay? I mean, the problem is kids come and go. Parents are so busy doing their thing, they don't look. So it's very easy for kids to hide stuff. For me, with my parents, I had to talk to them. I had to do chores. They watched me do chores. So I was in their eyesight. I couldn't just go to the room. Not to mention, I usually didn't have my own room. I had to share a room with my brother and sister. So you really didn't have the privacy where you could hide a pregnancy. Blows my mind. But, yeah, there are plenty of kids out there that hide a pregnancy for months from their parents. It just blows my mind away. And some of them, they really do think that, oh, my periods just stopped. They'll say, I always had abnormal periods, and I didn't have periods for a while. And then I thought the kicking I felt was actually indigestion. It happens. It does. All right, guys, let's talk about your passwords and how hackers are getting better and better at figuring out your passwords. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a team of hackers has been able to crack more than 14,800 supposedly random passwords from a list of 16,449 as part of a hacking experiment for a technology website. All right. During an experiment for Ars Technia hackers, they found out that many of these hackers could crack 90% of 16,449 hashed passwords. Six passwords were cracked each minute, including 16 character versions, such as Queed Zikaraza FXV1331. The success rate for each hacker ranged from 62% to 90%, and the hacker who cracked 90% of hashed passwords did so in less than an hour, using a computer cluster. Some of these 16-character passwords were huge. Now, they were working for the website Ars Technica and have now published how they cracked the codes and the traditional methods used to create an anatomy of a hack. Rather than repeatedly entering passwords into a website, the hackers used a list of hashed passwords they managed to get online. Hashing, I guess, takes each user's plain text password and runs it through a one-way mathematical function that creates this unique string of numbers and letters called the hash, and then it makes it difficult, I guess, for an attacker to move the hash back to password, and it lets sites keep a list of hashes rather than storing them in securely as plain text passwords. So I guess if the list is stolen, the plain text passwords can't be obtained easily, but I guess it's not impossible. So I don't really know much about that, but for example, one of the passwords they were able to get was C915E95033E8C69ADA58EB784A98B2ED. All right, and so how are these people figuring it out? Well, they said, you know, they're able to get these from sites that keep these hash passwords, but it's scary stuff, all right? Because if these types of passwords can be hacked, then yours and my QWERTY or password, a lot of times we'll use password as a password, you have absolutely no foot to stand on in terms of protection. All right. Now, the big problem that we have with passwords is we don't remember our passwords. Okay? The more advanced and the more in-depth the password, I don't know it. And then it's not very secure when you try to get it. So they'll say, did you forget your password? You go, yeah. So they ask a security question, which is usually pretty easy. Okay? Like, what city were you born? Well, I mean, I'm on Wikipedia. It's very easy to look up a biography of Dr. Dolly and see city I was born in was Los Angeles. All right? And then they go, all right, so we'll email you the password. So they email me the password to the email. Boom. So I would suggest have an email that you use that nobody knows of. Okay? And then that'll be the email that your new password get sent to. I understand there's supposed to be a username, but how many people's usernames are 16 digits? No. We were talking about the most common passwords. Password is one, QWERTY, where you have the first six letters of the keyboard. I had no idea that was a popular one. I didn't even think about one that, but I guess somebody did think about it, and then everybody does. QAZMLP, because as you go down the keyboard one way and then go up the other. It's kind of frustrating because everything now is computerized. I'm really frustrated with how everything has to be hooked into computers and how we just don't have the security. I mean, didn't the Pentagon report yesterday that Chinese hackers hacked into our weapon system, right? And found, I guess, architect prints on supposedly a safe site in Australia. All right. I mean, I don't think any password I could come up with is going to be hack-proof. I just don't. And the fact that so many people have had identity theft, my credit cards have been stolen, and it's frustrating. You're like, but that wasn't me. Twitter accounts getting hacked into. That's scary stuff when Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts get hacked into and then people think it's you. I mean, you know, damaging things are done. So, this is what we're in. And just, I would say, if you can't figure out a really good password that you could remember, keep changing it. Okay? And just keep changing it until you can figure out. I mean, some of these, at your mom 69, that was, I guess, a password that was considered strong because it had at, it had your mom, and then 69, a number. Okay? One password was I hate hackers. Okay, you know, they're thinking that. All I need is love is another one. I love my sister, 31. That's a good one because how many people really love their sister? I love you so much. That's an easy one. All right, because like I said, I mean, people need to remember. Philippians 4:13. You know, putting scripture in there is a good idea because I don't know how many hackers really know their scripture. Shia LaBeouf, right, who was in Transformers. But for Shia, they used a number for the I. LaBeouf, they used a zero. I mean, the problem we have is people cannot remember their password. So they're trying to make a password that's easy to remember, and they're going to have problems. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the speed cameras, they make money. A report says drivers in Washington, D.C. allowed the city to make $84.9 million that year thanks to 9 speed cameras. The cameras monitor speed and traffic violations such as failing to stop at a red light, and they issued more than 243,000 tickets since 2011. You know, a lot of us forget about the cameras. You know, we'll run the red, right, or we'll try and make the light, and we won't see any cops, so we'll think we're fine. Uh-uh. You got the cameras. I guess the most profitable camera kept watch over 4 lanes of traffic on a very key commuter route, and it had taken on $8.1 million in fines alone. Now, there are warning signs at the end of each Washington Circle tunnel. I guess many of these people were hit with a $50 or $100 fine. Just don't forget you are always on camera. Somebody is always watching. Like, I'll be in Target, and I'll notice that my bra straps have to be realigned, so I don't see anybody around, so I fix my bra straps. There's cameras around. Always remember that there's cameras. Now, will these things save lives? They say that people speed. You know what helps me and what prevents me from speeding is those signs that show your speed and flash. You know how you're driving and it says speed limit 35 and then it's flashing that you're going 40? See, that helps me because a lot of times I don't realize it. Okay, I'm watching the road, I'm yelling at the kids, I'm listening to the music. I have no idea that I'm 5 miles over the speed limit. I think those are extremely helpful. And I think the reason why is people think that they're watching you. So, I mean, the fact that somebody can clock what your time is, there's data right there. And if there's a camera on that, not that I think a lot of those things have cameras, boom, you're caught. So, pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking today about how drinking too much coffee could induce a mental disorder, where psychiatrists are warning you about caffeine intoxication. They say for those of us that could drink 5 or more cups of coffee, we could be restless, we could be irritable, we could have fast heart rates, we could have abnormal heart rates, we could have sleeplessness. And since many people are taking energy drinks, they can't wait for this caffeinated toothbrush and caffeinated gum. Caffeine is the in thing these days. And, when you look at caffeine intoxication, if psychiatrists are going to consider it a disorder, then it's only a matter of time when somebody also considers it an impairment before you get behind the wheel. So just kind of keep an eye on your caffeine intake. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Be safe. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.